This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1633. Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 6th, Australia, Bangladesh, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Ecuador, Estonia, India, Indonesia, Korea South, Kurdistan, Mexico, Micronesia, Myanmar, Papua New Guinea, St. Helena, Somaliland, Sri Lanka, Tibet, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. CommanderElliott.com quotes a report from Radio Australia 31 August about its own future. An agreement has been reached for the ongoing funding of a new-look Australia network service. Senator Carr said the deal for an integrated multi-platform international media service would allow the ABC to combine the existing Australia Network television operation with Radio Australia's services and the ABC's news online and digital operations. It will ensure delivery of a comprehensive service to diverse regional audiences using the media platforms of their choice, effectively extending Australia's public diplomacy reach, said Senator Carr. Kim Elliott comments, will this be the end of the Radio Australia brand? Australia Network service is a bit awkward. Why not just Australia Network? And does the reference to public diplomacy mean Australian government involvement in the content? As for Australia's other major shortwave service, HCJB, I've been having unusually good reception of it lately on 15340. That's the service aimed at South and Southeast Asia, around 13 to 14 UT. This is, of course, only when Radio Havana Cuba is missing from that frequency, as fortunately it often has been. In fact, on September 5th, HCJB was the strongest station on the 19-meter band, which seems hard to believe, even stronger than Cuba's other frequency, 15230. None of this is in English except for an occasional announcement, but it's interesting to listen to HCJB. And I'm almost positive that it's coming to us by long path. Both short and long paths from Kununurra in Western Australia to Mid-America are almost all over water. The long path goes over the Indian Ocean, just touches Cape Town, South Africa, then up the South and North Atlantic and entering the U.S. somewhere between Jacksonville and Savannah. If it's coming by short path, it's over the Pacific through the remote Hawaiian island chain and entering around San Francisco. Give it a try, 15340, especially around 13 to 14 UT. I'm thinking, besides propagational factors, perhaps seasonal, another reason for this could be that HCJB has recently changed their transmitter site from one place to another near Kununurra with some different antennas. Just as they did in Ecuador, HCJB benefits in Australia from being a trans-equatorial path to many parts of the world, including to Oklahoma, far, far from the high-latitude auroral zones disrupting reception. Unlike Bangladesh Betar, which is almost transpolar, as I mentioned last week, to North America, which it's not trying to reach anyway, its reception has been very unreliable since reactivation, not only because of propagation, but because you can never depend on them being on the same frequency from one day to the next, or even being on the air at all for their various language services between 1230 and 20 UT. For example, S. Hasegawa in Japan said monitoring of Japanese DXers on September 2nd found the following situation. At 12:30 English on 15105, but Nepali at 13:15 was missing, as was Urdu at 1400. They were back on at 15:15 for Hindi on their other frequency, 15505. Then for Arabic at 16 and Bengali at 16:30, down to 7250. Then the English broadcast at 17:45 and Bengali at 19:15 were missing, although they would probably also have been on the 7 megahertz band. But that was just the situation on September 2nd. On September 5th, I was again able to hear, barely, the Urdu broadcast at 1400 on 15505. And this time, the time signal was about 25 seconds fast. In shortwave bulletin, Arne Nielsen in Sweden reports, Radio Imaculada Conceição, Brazil, 4755, August 30th at 0100. I haven't heard this one for a while, but it's audible again, with an ID and a lot of music and a good signal. In fact, it has just been reactivated in Bolivia. Rogildo Fontenelle Aragão also reports it September 1st at 0148 to 0220 from Campo Grande, Mato Grosso do Sul, with an ID and talk. Of course, the name means Immaculate Conception. That report was in Hardcore DX, and then there have been several other logs of it. Bob Wilker in Florida has a tentative about 1/10 of a kilohertz below 4755, September 2nd at midnight to midnight 28, a strong signal in Portuguese. Also reported by Leonardo Santiago in Merida, Venezuela, September 1st at 0319, a religious program, not really understandable, but seems like Portuguese. It is likely this station. A more precise frequency measurement from Dave Vacua in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, put it on 4754.87, but it was unidentified when he logged it September 1st, also around 0100, when they played a fanfare and some canned announcements. And Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, reports it September 2nd, also at 0100, on 4754.872. He's pretty sure the ID sounded like Immaculada Conceição. And one more log. Harold Froge in Michigan reports to us 4754.88 September 2nd from midnight 18 past midnight 26 with religious music in Portuguese and ID promo mentioned Radio Immaculada. And he says the call sign is ZYF904. All these reports are in the evening, but if it's also on in the mornings, that could be a problem for the Cross Micronesia nearby, which is on the high side of 4755. Eastern North American DXers who've been enjoying the absence of Montreal on 690, opening it up as a DX channel, are lamenting that Montreal is reactivating under new ownership. Sheldon Harvey there says CKGM. TSN radio was heard testing on August 31st on 690 kilohertz. That's the one which has been on 990. They were announcing their address and asking for reports of interference. I assume that complaints about blocking DX will not be of interest to them. In any event, Andy Reid in Ontario also reports hearing English instead of the former French language format on 690 from Montreal. He heard a test announcement at 2123 UT August 31st. Jim Renfrew in New York says, I should send them a report that CKGM is interfering with my effort to hear Radio Shalom in Fortaleza, Brazil, as a number of other Eastern North America DXers have been able to. On the afternoon of September 5th, Sylvain Noe in Quebec reported to IRCA that CKGM was in parallel on both 690 and 990. And they seemed to be running full power on 690, but on 990, a noticeably reduced power. Their website has been updated with a new slogan, TSN Radio 690. They apparently planned a simulcast on both frequencies for 3 months, before leaving 990 completely. Despite its very low but unspecified power, the Colombian unofficial station, Salen Estereo, continues to be heard all over the world. It's somewhere between 14950.7 and 0.8. In Australian DX News, John Wright in New South Wales reports it August 24th at 0705, fair at peaks with the usual format in Spanish of Bible readings and religious music. He says it reached S7, but faded out by 07:55. Craig Seeger, also in New South Wales, says there's a big fade cycle, but it's quite reasonable on peaks with Colombian music and announcements. Frequent IDs, such as at 06:32 on the 26th of August. Mauro Giroletti in Italy reports it to PlayDX, 14950.7, August 28th at 23:44 with some music, but weak modulation. I hear it now and then at various times, such as September 1st at 01:43, better at 02:31. Roberto Pavanello in Italy had it September 1st at 21:55 with preaching and a good signal. I had it again on September 2nd at 01:25, and on the 3rd at 05:19 when it faded up enough to hear a definite ID and then gospel music. Leonardo Santiago in Venezuela had it September 2nd at 22:13 and sent us a couple of recordings with a definite full ID. To Hardcore DX, Art Delibert in Massachusetts reports Radio Oriental Ecuador 4781.67. September 3rd from 23:47 until sign off, 1 minute after midnight UT. They mention Ecuador, Macas, and Quito. A decent signal, but too much noise for good copy. Sometimes the audio would drop abruptly to a low level. He wasn't sure if they were still on the air, and then it would come back just as abruptly. Bob Wilkner in Florida agrees it's Radio Oriental with a slight drift in frequency at sign-on 1100 with IDs, also heard with a less regular schedule from 23 to 01 UT. As we mentioned recently, the IB list shows there are weather broadcasts from Tallinn Radio in Estonia on 3310 USB at 34 minutes past certain hours. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny has been trying to hear it. On August 18th at 22:34, he did hear an ID by YL as Securite, Tallinn Radio, but then it went off and there was no weather broadcast in English as had been reported. I asked him for more details and he says, I've been checking 3310 but have heard nothing apart from very brief IDs in English and Estonian. Certainly no weather forecast. Sometimes they say no reports, so I presume it's only used for reporting incidents, if any, in their coastal waters. It's interesting to hear anything from Estonia on shortwave, and I'll continue to keep an eye on it. I might be able to hear it at some of the other listed times later in the season. The new megawatt, more or less, transmitter in Rajkot, India on 1071 kHz has been on the air for a while in the local mornings, but now it's also in the evenings between 1230 and 1930 UT, says Joe's Jacob, in Sindhi, Baruchi, and Urdu. It's an external service toward Pakistan, it seems. And because of the new scheduling, it's being heard in Europe, reported by Mauno Ritola in Finland and Mark Davies in the UK, among others. Apparently it's considered quite a sensation, as it hadn't been heard for a long time, although now with a megawatt it should be heard much more regularly. Furthermore, this transmitter simulcasts in DRM on the next channel up, 1080 kHz, according to the scheduling, although that's much more difficult to hear very far away. Joe's Jacob adds that although they started regular broadcasts on September 2nd, the official inauguration is to be on September 10th. After being off the air since July 27th, Ron Howard in California and I heard the Voice of Indonesia back on 9526, August 31st. English at 13 UT is the usual timing. However, their scheduling and their operation still seems to be quite irregular. But since they have come back, maybe they'll still appear from time to time. It's just a shade below 9526. On September 1st, Leonardo Santiago in Venezuela was hearing them in English at the unusual time of 11:04 UT, and Atsunori Ishida's website about Indonesia confirms that on that date only, they had English hour after hour from 10:04 until 1420. At least during the usual English hour of 1300, they were missing again on September 3rd and 5th, but on September 4th. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1633. Our website brings you a lot more information, especially the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 1236, upon which this edition is based. worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Keith Weston, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Another way is by check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Thanks to Yimbir Gaviria in Colombia, who was first to get word to us about another pair of special yearly sports broadcasts from RTE in Ireland on shortwave, relayed by transmitters serving Africa. The site's not specified, but probably Babcock from the UK and or Ascension. I imagine we'll find out the details later. As before, there are two broadcasts, both on Sundays. On September 9th, it's the GAA All-Ireland Hurling Final. And on September 23rd, 2 weeks later, the All-Ireland Football Final. And here is the schedule. It starts at 14:30 UT. That's when the finals start, but the broadcasts start at 1300. On 17685, 17540, and 7505. 17540 switches to 11915 for the final hour, starting at 16 UT. Time for another frequency switch by Shokaze or Seabreeze from Japan to North Korea. Ron Howard in California says on August 30th at 13:36 there was strong jamming from North Korea on 5985, but no Shokaze. He found them on their alternate frequency 6135 the first day there, and as yet unjammed, a fair to good signal. But when they're on 6135, they make it impossible to check for Radio Madagascar long path between 1330 and 1430. And on September 3rd, there was still heavy jamming on 5985, even though Shokaze had moved to 6135 on August 30th. Now the jamming is only blocking Myanmar. And another service for North Korea, this one from South Korea, MND Radio. Ministry of National Defense, Ron Howard reports on a new frequency, 4925. Replacing 5900, heard September 5th until sign-off at 12:41 with a monologue in Korean and a pop song which they usually sign off with. It was parallel to 6760, which had moderate jamming, but no jamming yet on the new frequency. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports that since September 3rd there's been no signal from the Voice of Mesopotamia on 11530 in Kurdish, the clandestine. It had been on the air all the way from 03 until 19 UT from a site in Ukraine. A new frequency, if any, is yet to be found. I've been enjoying Sunrise Skip, medium wave DX from Mexico. As the sun comes up here around 12 UT, signals are enhanced for a brief period. And I also listen around midnight local or 0500 UT when a lot of stations play the national anthem and give a full ID. Of note is a change in slogan from the station in Hidalgo del Parral, Chihuahua on 730 XEHB. It had been Radio Viva Villa, but now it's La Que Buena. That Viva Villa slogan was in homage to Pancho Villa, and I'm rather sorry to find that this colorful name has been retired. Or maybe it's been moved to another frequency, as there used to be a Que Buena in that town on 700. We're still trying to sort all that out, as they're also announcing an FM frequency, which is unlisted, to go with 730 of 107.1. Even if Brazil's Immaculate Conception is on in the morning, just below 4755, interfering with the Cross Radio in Micronesia, That station sometimes stays on the air much later, and even at its normal sign-off around 1200, that's long after Brazil would fade out. Ron Howard in California reports PMA The Cross, 4755.48, August 31st, when they again forgot to turn off the transmitter when they planned to. They were still on the air at 1332. Although one Burmese frequency, 5985, as we mentioned, is temporarily blocked by Korean jamming, Ron Howard in California is having good reception on another, 7110, Tazin Radio. And it's in English from 1430 until sign-off at 1500. He was listening September 3rd, and they seem to be playing a rebroadcast of a program which was previously heard about the New Year Water Festival. Yet more significant DX news from Ron Howard in California. NBC West New Britain, Papua New Guinea has been reactivated on 3235. He says this has not been heard for about 3 years, but it was heard August 30th from 1144 until sign-off at 1405. We now know where the NBC technical team has been recently, working to renovate transmitters. This did not carry the usual NBC format. There was no national news at 1200 or 1300, just Pacific Island songs heard in vernacular and talk pidgin. There were also mentions of NBC and DJ announcements. It closed with the national anthem and carrier went off at 1407. Also heard on August 31st between 1146 and 1340. They may have been still making some adjustments as the transmitter was off the air at 1206 before it came back on. Paul Walker in Pennsylvania, who as far as I know is not a shortwave DXer himself, has been sending out this message about Radio St. Helena. I've been in touch with the staff. They have an interim station manager. They'll be shutting down. Our final broadcast will be on 25 December to coincide with our opening on 25 December in 1967, after 45 years of broadcasting. He's referring to their AM signal on 1548 with 1 kilowatt. There is a government-funded station launching on FM instead. They say the shortwave mast has been dismantled by cable and wireless, but he's talking to a local ham operator to see if they can lash up something for their final broadcast so they can get on shortwave. No promises, though. If shortwave makes it on December 25th, it is likely the last time it will ever be on the air. I would bank on it being very unlikely shortwave returns, he says, but I've been surprised before. He's interested in this because as a DJ, he got his voice on a previous Radio St. Helena shortwave broadcast and wants to do it again for this final broadcast. We'll have more news about that as Christmas approaches, no doubt. What's become of Radio Hargeisa Somaliland? As reported last week, they made their latest deadline to get on the air by August 31st. In fact, they were inaugurated on the 27th. According to Somalinet.com, via Alakesh Gupta, the frequency, as we found, was 7120. It was being heard August 31st by several DXers, including Alakesh at 1456 and by Seichi Hasegawa in Japan at 1512 UT. Also, Giampiero Bernardini in Italy had it from 1715 until sign-off at 1830. Tarek Zaidan in Cairo also at 1750 with fair to good reception. I checked around 0400 in case they were on in the mornings when they would propagate here, but nothing heard. I did go to their website, radiohargeisa.net, that's H-A-R-G-A-Y-S-A as they spell it, and found they have lots of audio files, including a weekly broadcast in English. Enjoyed listening to that anyway on the web. By now, many DXers are trying for it, including those who have to use remote receivers. But as of September 1st through 4th, it was no longer being heard on 7120 during their evening broadcast, according to Victor Gunatilica, among others. However, on September 3rd, one DXer heard something on another frequency, which may have been a change by Radio Hargeisa. He's not sure. 7160 at 1741 UT. That's the frequency to check out. Nice to hear from Koji Hashimoto in Japan again, who logs lots of clandestine broadcasts. He's still hearing Voice of Tigers via Tashkent, the site believed to be used on 12140, the Tamil clandestine for Sri Lanka. Saturday, September 1st at 15:30 to 15:41. It broadcasts only on Saturdays. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, in communication of the British Theatre Club, reports on the Holy Tibet program from Zhejiang PBS in Lhasa. That's the English half hour. He says it's now heard daily at 16:30 instead of 15:30 UT on several of their frequencies, 4905, 4920, 6025, 6130, 6200, and 7385, and probably a couple of others. They announced another broadcast at 07 UT when it was not audible. Editor Dave Kenny adds that it's no longer heard at the third time, which had been 2230. On August 3rd, 7385 was in Tibetan instead of English. I've run across flight weather in English at 0530 UT on 11253 and 5450. One list shows 11253 as only in Ascension, but some posts in the UDXF group indicate that both these are now coming from a site within the UK. Last week we mentioned that some, but not all, frequencies of AFN from the Florida Keys were still heard after Hurricane Isaac. However, during the week following, none of the three frequencies have been heard. I hope it's not one of those shortwave stations running on borrowed time to be forgotten rather than fixed when there's any problem. On September 3rd, Captain David L. France of WWRB told us, in the next few days we will drop 9385 and pick up 9370. The change is due to complaints from overseas about interference to some fixed SSB operation. 9370 is well established by the efforts of another station that has gone QRT, namely WTJC. That, of course, is the frequency 100% dedicated to the Overcomer Ministry, and on 3185 at night. Another victim of Hurricane Isaac is WRNO in New Orleans, not been heard since on 7506.4. Rich Lewis in Mississippi has been trying to find out what's going on. It seems there was a large power outage for several days following, but it still didn't come back when the power had been restored. On September 4th, Rich reports WRNO Worldwide had minimal feed line damage at the transmitter. No further explanation. In the meantime, they will be off the air. A major medium wave signal in Western North America has just changed from country music to Spanish religion. 50 kilowatt KCKN, Roswell, New Mexico on 1020. First reported by Brian Gilbert in Oregon, who was hearing the Spanish religion. Jerry Kiefer of KCKN says it's been sold to Radiovisión Cristiana, simulcasting their 1330 in New York and elsewhere. Propagation outlook from Boulder after major storms September 3rd with A and K indices of 30 and 6, a lesser peak to 10 and 3 on September 14th to 16th, and solar flux dipping to 95 on the 17th to 22nd. And that's World of Radio 1633. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.